This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yo, is it pray hard flow? Worn it down for too many years.
Yes.
Bring back the real. MB, what a life.
They're scared their life is shook. Scared of the day they soul might get took. I'm taking it back to South London with the books. Taking it back to the day Shahada got took. They're scared of death, they're scared their life is shook. They're scared of the day their soul might get took. I'm taking it back to South London with the books. I'm taking it back to the day Shahada got took. I walked in this song with a pure heart. Should have seen the love they were showing me in the start. Lining up to hug me, kissing me on both cheeks. I was overwhelmed, I'm a young boy from the streets. I nearly didn't join, I thought I had too many sins. So the Lord's merciful and still welcome me in. Now they taught loads, they would have lasted in the gun days. I never let my hand raise to a man that prays as faith. I wrote a book and I made the film. And the school and the mosque got built. Yeah, we was really out there in the field. Dead us in the comments, their life don't make no sense. 2015 when I done Hajj. When I was a young boy I didn't see this in my plans. I spent my childhood sitting on the steps with an afro, about £2 and some night creps. Left so much behind they wouldn't even get it. Motorola flip phone with no credit. Allah really changed my life up differently. They think I'm fazed by the cameras and the TV.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the stream. Hit that thumbs up button, we'll get started right after this track. Assalamu alaikum.
That's a good end when you look at how we started off. Money in a shoebox, guns in a mum's loft. 101, I gave them streets to Islam. Before they knew about the streets, they ever talked about Islam. Are you dumb? They're scared of death, they're scared of life, they shook. Scared of the day their soul might get took. I'm taking it back to South London with the books. Taking it back to the day Shahada got took. Joe, look how this begun. Started with the rising of the sun. Started with £1 between two kids. Splits, one patty and one cocoa bread. This is Lambeth, what a life. It's a game of opinions, everybody thinks they're right. Don't expect you to think like me, my life ain't like yours. I had to jump the fence, they went through the doors. He done wrong so they attacked him, not me. I joined his faith to be involved in, no beef. I thought this belief was all about peace. These guys argue more than we used to in the streets. Going up the stairs backwards, so much biting that my back hurts. Backbiters like mosquitoes. You ain't responsible for wherever he goes. He should know better though, due to what he knows. They wasn't around when we was wearing Moschino. Ghetto fever, kids cartel, Probito. Had the Valentino before the Valentinos. All summer up in Kennet and Black Prince Road. Yeah, cousin Lee Boy and Dino. Before the Tesco it was Bingo. Before Rocky it was Rambo. Now these man are here really playing Rambo. It's really real. From Gypsy Hill to Mitesfield. Bang bang anywhere gang looking like the Taliban. It was SMS, OC and PDC. Had the horses out in Egypt on the DVD. Back in 03 the masjid wasn't lonely. We was about 100 brothers deep. Connected at the heart based on Tawheed. And I'm talking brothers from the street. We didn't make YouTube, but we made the real news. Made history, turn it into my story. Now they're just living for the glory. Living for the power, living for the belly. Boys in the hood, menace to society. Trying to get paid in full to help the mummy. I didn't want to be a man on fire. Had to take the message regardless of my desire. I had to take this deen over the dunya. Took Abu Samaya as a kunya. I done over 1,000 events. And I boarded over 100 flights. I made over 25 films. Gave all these lost teens advice. Some say the old way wasn't working. And some say the new way wasn't right. I say the problems, everybody's saying something. But ain't facing the realities of life. I'm talking jail cells and suicide, mental health, child abuse and big knives. You can stay living in the box, I'm in the real world, until my heart stops. They're scared of death, they're scared of life, they shook. Scared of the day their soul might get took. I'm taking it back to South London with the books. Taking it back to the day Shahada got took. They're scared of death, they're scared of life, they shook. They're scared of the day their soul might get took. I'm taking it back to South London with the books. I'm taking it back to the day Shahada got took. They're scared of death, they're scared of life, they shook. They're scared of the day their soul might get took. I'm taking it back to South London with the books. Taking it back to the day Shahada got took. They're scared of death, they're scared of life, they shook. They're scared of the day they're so much.
Yo. Therapy.
All of that pain,
all of that pain once endured.
From a life before,
from a life before.
Should've had me
really should have had us broken, beaten down.
Takes a real
you see, it takes a real man to turn it around.
From those struggles,
from all those struggles we cried, but now
made a life.
Made a life.
All of that pain,
we turn our mess into a message.
From a life before,
the place we come from,
should have had me broken,
never affect where we end up.
Down. Takes a real man to turn it around.
Real men,
from the struggles I cry,
therapy.
I now made a life. Yeah.
It started the year with a bang. The last decade went well. Let's continue the plan, yeah. I was rolling with the robbers and the shotters. Now I'm rolling with the scholars and the students. This ain't a sheen, this is Champions League.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the stream, brothers and sisters. How are you? Oh, that light's a little bit, dim. Let me fix that. There we go. I think that'll be better. How is everyone? Welcome to the stream. Welcome to the stream. Who am I missing in the chat here? We got Leptic. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the stream. Bright and early, mashallah. Lachin, Nightbot, always happy to have you. Frank Franklin, Halal Films. Assalamu alaikum. Tessa, assalamu alaikum. Halal Films, I'm all good. We're also live on Instagram at the moment. Everybody that's checking us out on Instagram, assalamu alaikum. How are you guys doing? Hope you guys are well. I decided to pop up a quick Instagram live as well because I haven't done it in forever. Hakim Arman, assalamu alaikum. How are you doing, my brother? How is everything? Oh, let me change these headphones out. I already know good and well this these headphones are going to die in the next 10 minutes, so let me get rid of it. I hope everyone is well. I myself am. thank you very much for buying a badge, Nabs. A little bit down. There's going to be some coughing and some wheezing and sneezing possibly on the stream today, whatever. Whatever I picked up in London, I brought it straight back with me. But alhamdulillah, we are here and we are well. And I've been taking a lot of supplements, some black seed. Right now I'm drinking some honey, lemon, ginger, black seed, water all day long. 8-bit, salam alaikum. Raihan Hassan, marhaban, bro. Valdora, salam alaikum. Red Robin, salam alaikum. Salih Sharik, salam alaikum. Dedicated painter looking fresh in the fit. Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. Boy. It's a rough one being a little bit down. But quickly, we're going to get into it today, inshallah. Because I can't guarantee you today's stream is going to be very long. We'll try to the best of our abilities. Might even play some Halo towards the end. But we'll see, inshallah. Yeah, ice cold juice. I'm finally home. and we'll see. That's a sunnah remedy if I've seen one. Yeah. And we'll see. we'll see how long the voice lasts, because also we're doing therapy sessions all day long. If you have not booked you a session yet and you have some things that you want to talk about and you have some things you want to get off your chest and you have some trauma that you know, feel like you need to deal with, and you know, you want some questions about where you're going in life, and things aren't going the way you want them to go, and you've been through some bumps and ups and downs and hardships and heartaches and heartbreaks, and you want to talk about it, then hit me up. Then hit me up at yushaevanscoaching@gmail.com. yushaevanscoaching.com, and book you a session. Sessions have been filling up fast. Subhanallah. It's crazy to see the amount of people coming and, you know, what people are going through. May Allah grant them ease. Thank you very much, Harkam, Hakim Arman. You know, these sessions, I haven't even promoted them very heavily yet, but we have tons of people coming, and it's in, you know, people just want somebody to talk to. People have issues and they need help, and they want someone to listen to. So I've been doing sessions all morning this morning, talking nonstop, and then we're going to do the stream. Then I got sessions all the way to 6 o'clock this evening, and then tomorrow we have sessions completely all day long, as well as Wednesday. So, you know, we'll see how long the voice lasts, but we'll push it for as long as we can push it. That's one thing that I am, is that whenever I decide to do something, I'm all in. You know, I'm all in. I'm not a person who likes to do things halfway. I can't wrap my head around taking time and effort and energy to do something halfway. If we do something, we go all in. We go all in. So I'll go as long as my voice lasts, inshallah, mashallah, nasib. But yeah, we'll go as long as the voice lasts. We have currently 70 people with us on IG Live. Wish you guys would come over to YouTube. We're going to have to double team this all the time. But mashallah, we have 30 members watching on YouTube. May Allah bless you guys. If you guys can become a member on YouTube and help a brother out and be here more, then I appreciate that. Click on that pinned link. If you bought a badge over here on Instagram, Umfor, thank you very much for the badge and support what your brother is doing. Then may Allah bless you. I see you. Always see your support, Umfor. I see support you've done in the past few days. Shafi, can I play Warzone with you? At some point, we're not talking about Warzone right now, but yeah, at some point you can play Warzone with me, bro. Just add me. Just type in Activision. Here's all my things. Add me, and when I'm around, we can get some games and gaming, inshallah. It's called Gamer Tags. This should give you all of my gamer tags, inshallah. Should pop them all right up there for you. Every other Instagram, if I miss your question, just shoot it. Keep putting it, because I only get to see like 3-4 before it's gone out of the screen. So yeah, we'll keep going. I just don't see things doing halfway. I can't do anything halfway. If I'm going to put my mind and effort and energy into something, I'm going to give it 100%. I'm going to give it 100%. We're sick, we keep going. We're tired, we keep going. You know, you don't feel like it, you keep going. This is what we do. You got to tell yourself, if you're after something and you're passionate about something, then you have to wake up in the morning. And, you know, as soon as your alarm goes off, it goes off in the morning. If you're tired, if you're not feeling it, if, you know, there's so many excuses, you can always come up with an excuse to not get up and get at it. But you just have to tell yourself, this is what we do now. That's it. That is the motto that you keep having to respond to yourself and say, when you wake up in the morning, this is what we do now. This is what we do now. We get up at this time and we get at it, and we get at it with 110%. That is the legacy I'm trying to leave for my children, so they can see that work ethic in their father, that when it's time to get up, he gets up. If he's not feeling well, he gets up. I mean, we always learn to take time for ourselves. If you're too unwell, like this whole weekend, I did not get out of bed. I was either in the bed or in my office trying to stay moving around, and or I was laying on the couch. I laid on the couch last night and watched the Bills and Chiefs football game, the divisional playoff game. Man, that was a very good game, even though I was feeling like absolute dog water. I was feeling like absolute doo-doo. I watched that game, and it was a very, very good game. Went down to the wire. If any of you watched the Bills Chiefs game last night, you'll know. But that's the legacy I want to leave, is that, you know, if I put my mind to something, I go after it. And if I fail at something, it's not because I didn't put in effort. Mo Yusuf, why didn't you come to Green Lane last year for your trip in the UK? I didn't go to Birmingham. That's why. You know, if I fail at something, I want to make sure that it's not because I didn't put the effort in. If I fail at something, it's not going to be because I didn't put the effort in. That's one thing that I want to make sure of myself, is that if something doesn't work that I try, if I have a project that doesn't work, I sure as hell don't want it to be because I didn't put the work in. So we get up and we put the work in, inshallah ta'ala. I'll answer some questions here in a moment, because I don't even think we're going to play a game today. We're just going to be just kicking it. So if I miss your question by the time I've come around to it, then forgive me. The title of my YouTube stream today, what did I make the title of it? I'm tired of this, and come click to find out why. It was a bit clickbaity, but I'm dead serious. Stupid Envy, thank you very much for the badge. So I'm going to keep drinking this. This is a good remedy. If you're not feeling well, water, lemon, honey, black seed, ginger. Put it in some water and drink it throughout the day. And I talked about that. Yeah, Hakeem, will is the most important thing. And I talked about that, and I put that on my clip on my Instagram a couple of days ago. You know, that the war that you have to worry about in your life, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm tired of this. We'll get to that in just a minute. Just stay right there. Is that the war you have to worry about winning is the war in your brain, is the war in your head, the war in your mind. That is the biggest battlefield you're ever going to face in your life, is having to overcome your own doubts, having to overcome your own worries, your own stresses, your own doubts, your own hypocrisies, you know. That's where the biggest struggles of your life are going to take place. And if you lose those, you lose everything. You lose the will even to keep going. But if you can win that battle, if you can overcome that darkness, if you can overcome the stress, if you can overcome the anxiety, if you can overcome the self-doubt, if you can overcome the grief, if you can overcome the sadness, if you can overcome that fear and apprehension of going after something, or if you can overcome the laziness, if you can overcome all of that, you can win this battle of life. You can win this battle of faith. You can realistically win, because you will have the tools it'll take. The obstacles won't be something that shuts you down. You'll overcome them. You'll see obstacles as opportunities. You'll see failures as lessons. You'll see difficulty as a stepping stone to the next plateau. You'll see things completely different. And perception is so important. Perception is so important to every aspect of your life. I mean, you can face situations and either fail at them or be successful at them completely based on your perception of the situation and the way you look at it and the mentality that you have. So winning that war within your head, that is going to be your everyday battle, and you're going to have to do battle there. You're going to have to strap up. You're going to have to suit up. You're going to have to boot up, and you're going to have to get at it. That's just the only way. The only way you're going to get through that is you're going to have to suit up and boot up and put in the work. Akhtar, thank you very much for the badge. You only lose the war in your head when you give up, Red Robin, 100%. 100%. We don't do Twitch anymore. Twitch is done. I'm the only way you will see Bro Yusha back on Twitch is if YouTube bans me, which that's why I have not deleted my Twitch, because you can get banned from anywhere today for any reason. That is the other strangeness of the world that we live in today. But there's no real secret pill. There's no secret formula for being successful other than putting in work that you're not going to want to put in. Nobody wakes up every morning. Nobody, even successful people, don't wake up in the morning and say, wow, amazing, I get to go work my behind to the bone today. I'm going to be dead tired. I'm going to be hurting. I'm going to be struggling. But man, this is amazing. People might try to make themselves say that, but nobody thinks that, man. Come on, seriously. All of us would love to be able to just get up and live a life of leisure and chill and hang around and do nothing, you know, and just do whatever it is that we wanted to do. But that's not the reality for 99% of the people on the planet Earth. So, you know, it's up to you what type of attitude you get up in the morning and go at your daily grind at, or whatever it is you want to become successful at. Hector Cruz, another one of our members on YouTube, Salaam Alaikum, Muslim and proud, and number one of our members on YouTube, Salaam Alaikum, Hope Up as well. Thank you very much, Alex, for buying another badge. Guys,
For YouTube, I have some amazing member stuff that I'm working on that I'm thinking about doing just for you guys on YouTube who've become members. So just be patient with your brother. And I will be announcing those as soon as I get them all panned out and figured out, inshallah. I want to make sure that those of you who subscribe as a member on YouTube and pay some of your good hard-earned money to support your brother Yusha and what he's trying to do over here, I'm going to make sure that you are acknowledged for that. And then also make sure that you're rewarded for it, inshallah ta'ala, and it makes you feel like, you know, it's worth your effort that you put in. So, you know, that was not what I was planning to talk about, but we just kind of went on that tangent of, you know, like winning that war within your mind. Because yes, I feel terrible. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sick. Man is sick. And people get sick. It's part of it. And traveling all that time throughout London, this and that and the other, and it was cold and wet then, and I came back to negative 35 here. So got something. But you still get up and you still go at it. You know, you still got to go at it. You know, you got to push through. You know, you got to learn to take time for your body when you need to and take rest and take. I'm a big proponent on taking breaks when you feel like you need to. But I'm also, you know, not going to use that as an excuse every single day and use it to become derelict in my duties. All right. Now. How are you guys doing? That's what I want to know. Like, how is everyone on your end of the screen before I go on my whole rant of what I'm tired of? I'm on break with COVID, Hector. Man, may Allah bless you. Good, alhamdulillah, everybody's good, 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 good. From beautiful Colorado trucker lifestyle. Yeah, Colorado is beautiful. I've been through Colorado many times. Colorado's a very beautiful city. MashaAllah ta'ala. Are you a fan of The Mandalorian? I was a fan of The Mandalorian. Yes, I do like the series. I just haven't had a chance to drink at the moment. What am I drinking at the moment? This is lemon, honey, black seed, and ginger water. To help me get over this, whatever it is. Help me get over a little bit of this. Fajr just finished in Australia. Alhamdulillah. All right. Let me talk about what I want to talk about. Bay Area, California, dedicated painter, mashallah. Usama, may Allah bless you. Muslim and proud, studying. Got to study. A lot of projects, a lot of isolation, a lot of cold. AK. Yeah. That's unfortunate. A lot of projects, a lot of cold. any plans to come to Belgium? I don't know. Belgium has been one of those places. I've always been interested to do a little bit more exploring around Belgium, but who knows? You know, going forward, you know, I'm going to be having some trips I'm going to take here and there. I'm done with the international travel for a while until they remove the testing requirement to come back to the States, because it's just all until they remove the testing requirements in totality. I'm not going to be moving, going anywhere. I might go within States. But I'm also looking forward to be able to travel some later on. And later on in life, I just want to be able to do some traveling on my own. You know what I mean? With the missus or whatever, just traveling and seeing certain things places that I wanted to see that I've gone, maybe even gone to before and gone to on a speaking event and never really got a chance to see much of the place where I visited. You know, there's some certain places I would want to visit and want to go and explore on my own. So we'll see. Hopefully later on in life, I'll get to the point where I'm able to do that, inshallah. From Sweden, salam alaikum. Mashallah, Sweden. In Pakistan, Bosnia. Yeah, there's lots of places. The world is a beautiful, beautiful place. And I want to be able to see more of it. I want to see a bit more of it. Saga, thank you very much for buying a badge. Hafsa, assalamu alaikum. Trucking lifestyle, my beloved mother's ill, please make dua for her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her shifa. May Allah grant her shifa, inshallah ta'ala, make it tuhurin for her, bidnillahi ta'ala. all right. One thing that I'm tired of. I've been tired of this for a long time. But it's just becoming more and more prevalent in the Muslim scene, you know, the Muslim scene. And one of the things that I've come very tired of is our, I need to try to find a friend to find a way to phrase this well, to not insult a whole bunch of people. But I'm tired of our constant need, our constant desire, our constant want to feel like that we have to police everybody and everything and be so negative to one another and be so, yes, jundula, condescending to one another. Condescending. It's a very good word. I appreciate that, jundula. Sums up a lot of what I'm tired of our condescension towards one another. And our unrealistic ideal that everyone has to be exactly the same. There it is. Our unrealistic ideal that everyone has to be exactly the same. And this judgmental attitude that it's either this way or it's no way whatsoever. For instance, we have this ideal, especially in the online space and in the online sphere, that in order to be a part of the quote unquote Muslim scene and Muslim community, quote unquote, that you must, the funny thing is this is usually coming from people or groups of people that are not like this themselves. They're not like this themselves, but I digress. But this yeah, we'll record that, Riazo. That's what I'm tired of. This condescension that we find amongst the ummah in the way that we deal with one another, this idea of it's either like this or it's nothing at all. Either you're like this or we extricate you. Extricate? What does that mean? Yeah, is that the word? Extricate you from the sphere and the community and this cliquish mentality that we have. You know, there's this idea that floats around and I see it. And even though I'm a person who has been on social media since day one, I see the value that it can have if used correctly. and the double-edged sword it can be. But, in our online spaces, so I'm watching and I'm seeing the trends and I'm seeing what happens and how we do, just because it's the nature of what I do. And it's this idea that you must be like a shining example of the companions. Which I agree, we ascribe to that. They are our leaders. We try and we put our efforts and ideals into trying to be like the best generation. We try to be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow his sunnah and be like, you know, the companions who are the best of us. But it's as if, okay, if you are not like that and we find some flaws and faults in you that are not like that, then you're no longer an inviter to the club. You're no longer invited to the club. It's like this level of perfection that we put upon others that we don't put upon ourselves that drives me absolutely insane. And the fact that we feel like we are charged with the duty and we've been pinned like a sheriff, you know, like the local, if you've ever watched a Western, you know, like the Wild West, they got the sheriff of the town. Like we've become self-appointed sheriff of everything we come across on the internet that we're so ready to offer unsolicited advice in the form of nasiha, to everyone that we come across. And then we think that nobody is good enough to be in that little elitist group called the Muslim scene, or even worse so, in the Dawah scene. This cookie cutter mentality that you must be exactly like this. If you are a brother, You must look exactly like this. You must talk exactly like this. You must quote exactly like this. You must behave exactly like this. Or you're not part of this elite group. For sisters, you must, same thing. Look, act, walk, talk, do all of these things in a certain cookie cutter fashion, or you can't be part of this whole elite group. You're not one of the believers. You're not one of the believers. Those people must have all collectively lost their damn minds. And I have no qualms about saying it. That if you think that is the way you're going to bring about change in our ummah, if that's the way you think that you are going to cause people to become closer to the one who created them and a more integral part of the Muslim community, then you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind. That's not how the world works. People are unique. People are different. People are not always what they seem to be. We love to be able to say this. Now, this is something that irks me to my core, is that we will use the excuse. I'm going to get into a few things. We're going to break some of these down section by section. We're ranting today. When I don't feel good, I rant. Now, you will see people say that use the words that we drive, you know, we judge based on what's apparent, right? But then you have also people will tell you everything is not how it seems to be. Like when they're trying to tear another brother or another sister down, they will say, oh, you know, maybe they look like this online or like this, but everything is not what it seems to be. Trying to allude that this person might not be as good as they look like on social media or on the internet. Which is true. That's stupid. Anybody who thinks that people are exactly who they seem to be on the internet, then you are not a sane individual. Let me tell you, you need to really unplug for a little while and come join the real world and touch on some grass and rocks and other things out there. But then on the flip side, if there is someone who does not seem to be as pious or seem to be as, you know, connected to their creator as other people might be, they won't use the same excuse. Well, things are not always as they seem to be. Do you get what I'm saying? That there might be people out there whom you would not look at and think are good people. You might not look at them and think this is somebody who gives a lot of charity, or somebody who might be connected to their Lord and praying Qiyam al-Layl, or, you know, someone who might be doing things that are good behind closed doors or outside of the eyes of average people, but you'll look at them from their outward appearance and automatically claim they are not one of the believers. It's just stupid. It's just really stupid. You know, this whole cliquish mentality that we have created in the Muslim community is going to be our undoing at some point if we don't learn to wake up a little bit. Is we are responsible. Let me tell you who you're responsible for. And then we'll talk about how it's disguised as nasiha. Do you know who you're responsible for in this life? You're responsible for you. You. You're responsible for you. That's the person that you're responsible for. The person that was created was you. The person who will die as you and go into the ground by yourself and be judged. So you're responsible for you. Other people are responsible for themselves. It's this self-accounting and self-awareness that we need to become way more in tune with, and realizing that nobody's perfect. Everybody has the things that they're dealing with. Everybody has their flaws. Everybody has their sins. Everybody has their, you know, their little bits of hypocrisy here and there that they have going on that they're struggling with. Everybody's got something. Everybody's got something. I do not care who you are. I don't care who you are. You've got something. And we need to deal with each other based on that understanding. You know, this whole judgmental sphere and attitude, and this holier than thou, and this sitting on a high horse and labeling people with this cookie cutter mentality that I get to choose whether you're a believer or not a believer. It's a whole bunch of bananas nonsense. It's a bananas nonsense. The thing that is going to save you in this world is tawheed. Belief in Allah. You know what makes you a believer? What makes you a believer is not your thawb or your abaya. I'm going to say some things that, hopefully I don't get too canceled today. But your thawb or abaya don't make you a believer. I'm sorry to tell you. Your beard or your hijab don't make you a believer. You understand me? Your ability to quote with fusha don't make you a believer. Your ability, you know, to walk a certain way and carry yourself in a certain manner does not make you a believer. Does not make you a believer. What makes you a believer is tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer is someone who believes in the oneness of Allah jalla wa ala. Someone who says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That's a believer. That is a believer. Everything else after that is a different story, but that makes that person a believer. And they are a body of the community of believers, whether you want to invite them into the club or not, because there's not no damn body on this earth that made you the judge, jury, and executioner, and the doorman, and the one holding the list, deciding who gets to be in the club of believers or not. That's not you. Anyone who believes in the Creator with no partner, that person is a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that anyone who has faith in Allah alone, even if that faith is so small that it's the size of a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, that person will be a person of paradise. That person will be a person of paradise. Flat out, that's it. That's it. Now, just like people, let's take religion out of the picture for a moment. Hopefully I'm going to make some sense about this, or I might just ramble and confuse everybody, including myself. Because trust me, I've been thinking about this, and I've mentioned it in little ways here and there, and things I've tried to say and do, but, you know, I'm trying to get it out the best way that I can. Just like people, everyone is different. No two people are exactly the same. And that is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I created you in nations and tribes and races and colors and languages and all of those differences so that you could know one another, not so that you could despise one another. So take religion out of it for a moment. Just look at human beings, how different we are, how uniquely different we are. Allah created us that way. Every single one of us uniquely different. Now, you tell me, as a Muslim, and I learned this as a revert too. This is something that becomes starkly clear to reverts, or people who converted to the religion of Islam, converts. You tell me, now that I incorporate Islam and Islam into my life, I must now be exactly like every other Muslim. Please explain this to me. Please explain this to me. That Allah created us all unique in order that we become all exactly the same. It makes zero sense. You can still be who you are as a human being, as an American, an Arab, as someone from the subcontinent who might be Desi, as a Nordic, as a Native American, as a Hispanic, as an African, and all of the differences that are combined within that, and still be a believer following the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. I have no doubt about this fact. I have no doubt about this fact. And that is a beautiful thing about the deen of Allah. And unfortunately, we've turned it into a cookie cookie cutter factory. There we go. Man, the tongue twisters. We turned into a cookie cutter factory where if you are a Muslim and you want to be accepted into the elite lounge of believers, you must look exactly like this. You must walk exactly like this. You must talk exactly. You got to look like just about every other brother who just took a shahada and he's out of the thobe masjid, or out of the masjid, white thobe, beard, kufi, this, that, and the other. And sister, black abaya, niqab, you know, the whole nine yards, and that's it. When you open your mouth, if it's not about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's not about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're a hypocrite. And you're falling off the religion. Grow up. Grow up. This is not a reality that is sustainable by any very few human beings on the face of this planet. We're people too. We're human beings too. Yes, we are Muslims first. We are Muslims first. 100%. We give our ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray five times a day. Fast the month of Ramadan. You know, we try to do good deeds. We try to avoid bad deeds and give charity. That's almost every single Muslim out there who practices their faith. This is what we do. We all do this. But then we all also are individualistic human beings with our own hobbies, our own likes, our own opinions on certain matters, our own, our own way that we see things, our own nuances, our own take on situations. And that's fine. And that's fine. As long as you are not violating the principles of Tawheed, that are firm principles.
Dispensing gratitude.
All these firm principles of Tawheed, be who you are. Be who you are. And don't let anyone tell you whether or not you get to be in the league the elite league of believers. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, you're a believer. But the soup has become too bland. The soup has become too bland. That's it. Our Islamic soup got no flavor. It's got no seasoning. We're supposed to be the exactly the same. A big old soup with no flavor. No, man. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has flavor. There's seasoning to it. There's seasoning to this ummah. And that's a beautiful thing. I love that. That is one of my most favorite thing about the deen of Allah. Is that I know brothers from America, I know brothers, from Africa, I know brothers from Australia, I know brothers from the Arab world, I know brothers from the Nordic North, I know brothers from South America, I know Mexican Muslims, you know what I mean? Man, go have some halal tamales, go have some halal, fish and grits, shrimp and grits, go have some. This the beautiful thing, man, is having that flavor. Obodo and Sazan here, yeah. Stop trying to tell Muslims they gotta be cookie cutters, man. And just because they don't fit your ideal, you don't get the right to tell people who's a believer and who's not a believer. It's just stupid. It drives me absolutely insane. I try successfully, alhamdulillah, to bite my tongue when I see these things being talked about or discoursed, or it drives me nuts. And we all do it with the term nasiha. Man, that word has become a trigger word for me. I'm not going to lie to you, brothers and sisters. That word is a beautiful word. A beautiful word. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-deenun nasiha." This religion is nasiha. This religion is sincere advice. They said advice to who? Advice from Allah, His Messenger, and to the believers in general. It's advice, sincere advice. But nasiha is a trigger word for me in this day and age, because normally when anything is prefaced with the word nasiha, you mean admonishment. It means admonishment. I am here to give you nasiha. No, 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 no. I am here to admonish you. Why? Because I feel like I'm sitting on a platform above you. And I'm looking down at you, you little peasant. And I'm going to tell you why you are wrong. And that's going to make me feel better about myself.
That's what nasiha has become in far too many circumstances in this day and age. That's exactly what it's become. And that is a tragedy. It is a tragedy and it is a travesty. And if that is what you do, then you're going to find that same negativity that you're looking for. Nasiha is sincere advice. It's sincere advice. And sincere advice, let me tell you what nasiha is. Nasiha, or sincere advice, is something that comes from the heart. Nasiha is given out of love. It is given out of love. When you offer someone nasiha, it should be because you love them. Like, I come to a brother who I see doing something, you know, wrong. Like, he's out there doing something that is not good for him. And I see that and I recognize that. And I feel some pain for my brother because I love him. Akhi, Habibi, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I'm going to advise you against this thing that you're doing out of that love for you. And I want you to do better. That is nasiha. It comes from a place of love. It does not come from a place of arrogance. It does not come from a place of harshness. It does not come from a place of feeling of superiority. That's not nasiha. That's admonishment. And if you want to approach me and say you want to admonish me, then just be real about it from the beginning and tell me what you're going to do so I can check you and tell you that unless your house and your affairs are in order, then your admonishment over here is unwarranted. It is unwarranted because you don't really care about me. You just want to make yourself feel better. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to be your platform to do that. But if you come to me as a brother, like a real one, and that's something else I learned during this pandemic, and I learned during some situations that happened to me in my life, one of them being the stalker tapes that we're going to talk about at some point, is I learned to recognize real. I learned who was real in my life, and I learned who was not real in my life. If you want to come to me as your brother or sister, you know, if a sister comes to another sister, and you want to advise me to something because of your love and concern and care for me, I'm all ears. I'm all ears, and I thank you for it, and I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. 100% I love you. Keep it real with me, please. I love people who keep it real with me. I'm a frank and blunt person in most of my life. Frank and blunt. I just feel like being straightforward and blunt is a way to cut around a lot of nonsense in the way we deal with each other in the world today. But if you want to bring that to me, then alhamdulillah, I'm 100% that. But we really need to fix up on how we treat one another. The next video I'm going to be dropping, possibly today, we'll see. I have a very long day today, and I don't know how I'm going to feel at the end of it. But if not today, tomorrow. It's called You Must Love One Another. It's called You Must Love One Another. And I'll be talking about a lot of this stuff in somewhat in detail, you know. But let me know what you guys think. You know, am I on to something here? Or am I the only one who sees this? Am I the only one that sees that we've created this cookie cutter mentality that every Muslim must be exactly the same? You know, and when you reach, you know, this certain level, you can be invited into the elite club. And then beyond that, you know, there's not really much else for you. Please tell me if I'm not the only one who sees this. I don't know if he's doing it. He didn't call himself that. I've been downplaying a while. Not needs to be heard. When you call yourself, there's a difference when you call yourself a sheikh. I guess for people who call themselves sheikhs, maybe so. I'm not one of those. But you know, these are things. Yeah, it's getting worse. Muslim and proud. That's the reason why I'm addressing it. That's the reason why I'm going to continue to address it. Is I see it getting much worse. Like,
like I'm gonna be straight up with you guys. Like for instance, when I started, when I created MGL, you know, and started this whole streaming thing, I received a decent amount of flack, simply because, you know, I'm doing something abnormal, something that's not known, or not even forget about the whole halal and haram issue. Whether you, if you think gaming's haram, then just don't play it. But you know, I started talking about the cars. you know, I started talking about the gaming. We started doing some gaming streams, but people were like, "Oh, you know, Brother Yusha, why you're a dawah guy? Why are you doing something else other than dawah?
Dispensing gratitude."
You know,
dispensed.
Brother Yusha, you're a dawah guy. Why? When did I ever come out and say that's all there was to me? When have I ever come out and said that I have no other interest, or I have no other for, you know, interest in anything other than the deen? You know, it's the craziest thing that I've seen in a very long time. It's like I'm a person. Like these streams on YouTube, yes, we do reminders. We do reminders, and that's because that's the core of who I am. I love sharing the message of Islam. So we're always going to do reminders. But then also, if the thing, yes, I know it has many, dawah has many forms, but that's not all that we're trying to do. Like, dawah is not all that I'm doing 24/7, 365. Like, that's just, that is illogical to think that that's all a person is most of the time. For most people, I'm a normal person. So we are also going to be doing normal things, like just chatting and chilling. If I, you know, if I come and turn on my YouTube stream and decide to talk about nothing but maybe technology, or, you know, something other than deen, there should be no issue in that. There should be no issue in that. But unfortunately, this is what we've created in this whole, you know, weird Muslim circles that we have, and the hardest things to wrap your head around it. The hard thing is when sisters wear hijab and clearly represent. I guess people can do things that create a fault, you know, like people who look religious and who do bad things. But at the end of the day, we all do bad things. We all make mistakes. We all do things. We try to advise each other from a good place. We all always try to advise one another with love from a good place, and leave it at that. Ice cold juice. I bet you got called out for not going to Speaker's Corner. No, I had a lot of people want me to come out of Speaker's Corner. It's not my cup of tea. Speaker's Corner is not my cup of tea at all whatsoever, man. There's just too much nonsense going on there. Islam little by little turning into Hindu culture. Let's hope not, inshallah. Yes, thank you for saying this. Getting real boring, the online Muslim circles. We are getting kind of boring doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. It will always, what does this say? It will always be like that. Criticism always is, but it would be nice if criticism came with akhlaq and wisdom. Yes, akhlaq and wisdom is extremely important when you're trying to advise. But if you're not advising somebody from a place of love, then what are you doing? From a place of care and concern, what are you doing? What are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? You don't have anything in your own life to worry about? Like, what are you doing? Help each other with the positive, and help each other stay away from the negative, and then leave it at that. In one of your posts, I underestimated for mental health. One of the sufferers suffers from best examples to each other. I take my words and apologize. May Allah guide us all. No problem. No worries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah bless you. It's great to have knowledge. Well, I'm missing some of this on YouTube. It's great to have knowledge, but mannerism and relaying the knowledge is more. Yep, if you don't have knowledge or mannerism, is 100%, 100%. Mannerisms is so important. Absolutely, it's just Speaker's Corner is so toxic. Speaker's Corner is just too. I'm trying to stay away from toxic environments in my life in 2022. I'm really, really trying to stay away from toxic environments. It's not good for your soul. It's not good for your soul at all. People need to get the hall of, get the help of social media, in my opinion. Yeah, social media is all making us a little bit unstable and insane. Social media is making us all a little bit unstable and insane. I have so many good things to say, but may Allah bless you. Zivit Sankar. Sankar, I think I said that right. May Allah bless you. My health is good now. I just have a cold. I just have a flu or something of that nature. Can you share your opinion on antidepressants or I can't share my opinion on medications. I can't share my... I don't have qualifications for that. I don't have qualifications for something like that. I feel like people are teaching books and spreading knowledge through YouTube. I'm only 2 years practicing. The Ruz help a lot, mashallah. Unfortunately, the internet is toxic as heavy. It's inevitable, 100%. 100%. Would you ever join Hamza on the arena stream? I think I've been on there before. I think I've been on there before. You know, I'm really inspired by videos. We're going to continue. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give up for sure. We're going to keep it going, inshallah. But I had to get my little rant out there because I'm just tired. I'm tired of everybody thinking that, you know, Muslims have to be cookie cutters and exactly the same all the time. And that, you know, I also get a... Nicole, thank you very much for buying a badge and supporting the stream. You always do. Riazil, assalamu alaikum. How you doing, bro? You know, I also got very tired of thinking of people trying to pin me into a box and that there's nothing else other than me than Islam. And if I come on and don't do a video about Islam or don't talk about Islam for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, then I must have lost my mind and gone off the rails. Bro, get a life. Get a life and get the hell away from me, please, because I don't need weird people like that in my life. Like, you know, I'm going to be here talking about some stuff. In 2022, we're putting things full on the online sphere, so I'm going to have to be variety in who I am. You know, I am going to talk about my deen. I am going to give reminders. We are going to talk about video games. We are going to talk about modern issues. We might just talk about absolute nonsense at some point in some time. Who knows? You know, we might talk about tech. We're going to talk about whatever the heck we want to talk about. That's the whole point, just being here. Yes, no problem. I don't remember, because that's one thing is I don't really focus too much on the negative. But you know, I accept the apology. May Allah bless you and forgive me if I came off in any way offensive. Just gotta learn to be nice to each other a little bit more. Be nicer. Cookie cutter means that we gotta be all exactly the same. Like we're coming off a factory assembly line of Muslims. That's it. Like everybody looks exactly the same, talks exactly the same. You know, it's like it gets a bit boring, gets a bit mundane. And I wanted to make it very clear and to be known that the people who believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, those are the believers. Those are the believers. Not who you get to say is the believer or if you fit into Captain, this little thing.
You're being hailed by Super Chat.
That's it. You keep it up. Hafsa, thank you much for the £5 Super Chat. May Allah bless you. Tariq Subani, assalamu alaikum. How you doing, bro? Welcome to the chat. Welcome back to the chat. You're catching us towards the end because, I got the flu. I think that's what it is. It's bad, whatever it is. It had me knocked out for two days on the couch on Saturday and Sunday, and today I'm struggling. Therapy sessions all day, and then we do this live, and you can hear my voice and drinking some old good old stuff here. But we keep going, Who's your favorite scholar? My favorite scholar is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the scholar of this community. But again, the ones that I look to today, if you want to find out people that I like to listen to, email me. Because another thing is, if I tell you guys who I like listening to, then somebody's going to go and take that and says, he listens to this person and that person and that person, so he must be this. He's this person. He's Salafi, Mubtadi, Ikhwani, Sufis. It's just so stupid. It's just ridiculous. Seriously, the way we've created things online. The whole line Muslim space has become a large joke in large part today. And I hate to say that, but we're losing our voice. We're losing our audience. We're losing our ability to even have a functional conversation because of the way we treat each other and the way we behave. And they all must look the same. Yeah, we got some garlic, ginger, honey, black seed, all of this in this water right here. Do you have any advice on stop listening to music? Then just stop. You got to just stop. You just got to cut it out. You just got to bring a... You just have to bring yourself to just like if you want to quit any other habit. You want to quit candy or you want to quit smoking or anything like that. You just got to stop. You just have to cut it. You have to cut it and then just say, look, fight it off for a week or a month and stuff like that, that you're not going to go back to it. Like, just fight it off. Like, nope. Initially, it'll kick in. There's no magic pill. I wish there was a magic pill to giving up a lot of these things like this. So you got to cut it off. Femme, I see so much of myself in you, by the way. My name is Pounce Zivrit. Zivrit? I don't know if I pronounced that right. Zivrit. What's the secret to maintaining health? Taking care of yourself. Eat good, sleep good, exercise. That's it. Get some sunlight. Get some vitamin D. Lydia, yeah, you caught the last one here. Everyone has their strengths. Bless the brothers at SC Dawa, but it's nice to have someone that can just chill and talk like her brother. Yeah. That's it. You know, this is supposed to be way more laid back. If you have not clicked on yet, my streams are laid back. There will be times where we do have hard felt reminders, and that, you know, I'm not going to have that every single day. Nobody feels like that every single day. You know, these talks that you see going around where clips of some of these stream clips are actually taken and putting on TikTok or put on YouTube or put on Instagram Reels or whatever. And, you know, and Brother Usha's hitting it. I even watch those backs and I make myself feel like my Iman gets raised. You know, I'm like, woo, that was a good one. But I don't feel like that every single day. I don't have that in me every single day. Are you kidding me? Are you thinking that I'm gonna have that type of energy to give you those types of bangers every single day? There's no way. 99% of my life, I'm chills. It's that 1% where I'm really feeling it and I have something to say and I'm passionate about it and I want to get it out that way. We're gonna keep doing that. But I am literally a laid back person. Anybody who knows me in real life, anybody who knows me outside of this whole facade of social media, you know, you know that I'm laid back. I'm chill. I don't know if there's anybody in the stream that's met me in person. I don't think Riazil is still here, but if Riazil is still here, or if Sabs was here, or, you know, some of the, a couple other people that used to come in that have met me in person, will tell you, man, I'm just chills, man. I'm just chills. You need to gain weight, bro. Get chunky for winter time. You gotta catch on that winter weight. You gotta put on those winter pounds. But yeah, I'm laid back in person, and that's what we're trying to create here, is create this environment that, you know, where people can just be laid back, you know, and open. And there's gonna be times where we hit it very hard in the reminders about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen, etc. But also want you guys to feel comfortable to come here and just hang out and just, you know, talk about things and feel open to talk about things. If you ever come to Minnesota, I live in Minnesota. You know, so I'm no scholar, I'm no sheikh. You ask me halal and haram questions but you can't answer. You know, I'm going to answer the things that I can answer and answer not things to answer. And sometimes I'm not going to answer jack. Sometimes we just chilling, man. We're hanging out, taking it easy. Easy breezy. Let a man be himself for a little bit. So that's it. I would love to answer all your questions, but man, I still have to. I wish there was a voice chat so I could talk to you. Tariq, just reach out to me on Discord, bro. Tariq, I'd love to have a chat with you, man. Just reach out to me on Discord, discord.gg/MGL. Look at it. Salam, Brother Yusha. I was at your talk at Masjid Humaira. It was very inspiring. MashaAllah, may Allah bless you. I enjoyed that talk at Masjid Humaira. I enjoyed that talk out there at Masjid Humaira. It was beautiful. Beautiful. If we had many people like you around when we were growing up, a lot of guys would not be in the streets, but rather build cars and play games with the guys. Yeah, you know, I just want to, you know, be able to offer an open environment, especially for our youth and for you know, those of you who are regular people, just like the rest of us, like I said, my streams are for the regular Muslim. My streams are for the broken Muslim. My streams are for the, you know, the depressed Muslims. My streams are for the struggling Muslims. Like, my streams are just for your average everyday Muslim who's trying to make it day to day and live their life. That's who my streams are for. And if you're one of those people, you know, then feel free to join us and go along with us on this ride. Musawwir Mahfouz, yeah, I just saw your messages now. Yeah, alhamdulillah, it's cold. It's cold as ice. Cold as ice. But for today, we're going to call it a little bit short. I actually only thought I was going to go like 30, 45 minutes. We're an hour in, and my throat is starting to kill me. We were going to play Halo today, Harun. That is the goal, is to play Halo today for the last hour. I just don't have it in me. I don't have it in me, and that's where you got to know your limits as well. Like, I like gaming as a hobby, but if I don't feel good, I'm not going to go force myself to play a video game for not feeling good. It's just that's not a hobby anymore. That's a bit of an addiction. So we will be doing another Halo stream on Monday. We'll be doing another Halo stream on Monday, inshallah ta'ala, on Monday. And not Monday, today's Monday, on Wednesday, next Monday, sorry. You see, can't even think straight. Next Monday, we'll be doing our normal Halo stream. And then on Wednesday, we'll be doing our Chat and Chill and Rocket League stream. And then on Friday, we'll be back to the Hot Drop Friday. On Friday, we'll be back to Hot Drop Fridays. Hopefully, I'll be come around this flu, whatever it is. Hopefully, I'll be around to the other side of it by then, bi'nillahi ta'ala. All right, we're going to wrap it up. I love all you guys for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love every single one of you for the sake of Allah. This is what we're creating with the whole MGL fam, or Bro Yusha fam, whatever you want to call it. You know, is create a loving environment, create a positive environment, create an environment where people can be 100% Muslim and 100% human at the same time, because that's what we are. And I love all of you for your time that you give here. Every little bit of time that you give me, your precious commodity, I value it tremendously. And make dua for your boy to get a little bit better, because this this cold has been kicking my behind, whatever this is. I don't know if it's the cold, the flu, the Rona, who knows what. But make dua that your boy comes on the other side of it, inshallah ta'ala. And we'll see you on Wednesday. We might do an Instagram live Wednesday as well. We appreciate Fred Sanford. I appreciate you too. I appreciate you too. Appreciate every single one of you and all of you, inshallah. So just make dua for me and make dua for you guys, and I'll get on the other side of this, inshallah. People still do get regular sick, and so we'll see you guys on the next one on Wednesday. The goal for Wednesday, if I'm feeling well and if we're all back to health, and hopefully I should be in a couple more days, then will be to take Q&A time on Wednesday, where we're just chatting and chilling and chopping it up, and have a little Q&A, and then we will be playing some Rocket League with the bros. Be playing Rocket League with the brothers, because Rocket League is a fun game. And until then, I hope you all are well. May Allah grant you peace in your hearts, peace in your minds, peace in your bodies, peace in your souls, peace in your homes. And I'll see you in the next one. Remember, yesterday is gone. Yesterday's gone. It's gone. You might not ever see tomorrow. Might not ever happen. But today, you're alive and well. You got today. So take advantage of today. Make the most out of today. Do the best that you can today. And sleep tonight with a clean heart, repentant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.